sacrifices we make.
Exactly. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Next, on a very special edition of Foul Monkeys, Ricky learns a tough lesson in love.
Don't know what to say.
Apparently,
about that.
Your lesson in love is pig sex.
Right. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
You have downloaded episode 283. Oye, Cinco de Mayo.
Ole.
So, we decided to actually do like a surprise, I guess, episode because we've only, ever since we've been doing live shows, we've only used the two shows for the week.
Right.
So we thought we might add an extra third bonus with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer walking
through. We were feeling frisky here on a...
We sure were.
On Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what fucking day it is.
It's you're
one
so
of,
pretty.
One of those I have to go to work.
It's hump day, y'all.
There ain't no humping tonight.
I didn't... Nah. It ain't ever for me. Womp womp.
Speaking of that, I mowed the yard when I got home this afternoon.
Right.
And I have to ask you a question I want you to answer honestly.
Oh, God, what?
Have you had relations in the backyard?
No.
Because when I was mowing the yard, there was two condoms and condom wrappers.
Well, you know I don't do that anyway.
In the backyard.
That's disgusting. Where at?
At the back corner of the garage. Yeah. I'm like, I'm mowing along and I'm like, what the fuck? So I turn.
That's not me.
So
I don't do the public thing, and I don't do anal. So, were they brown?
Huh? No. I kind of, since that was like condom, and then condom wrapper. Uh-huh. I kind of think it may have been kids or something playing with condoms.
Oh,
hopefully.
Okay.
But in any case, I went in the garage.
It is in the alleyway.
In any case, I went in the garage, got the pliers.
Of course you did.
Like, I'm going to touch them with my bare hands.
Did you throw them on the other side of the alley?
No, I put them in the garbage
can. You should have thrown them over on the other side of the alley.
Ew. And I'm like, Ricky's a big whore. He's doing alley sex now.
Can I ask you something? Are you going to answer truthfully?
Have you been turning tricks in the backyard?
I thought you were going to talk about that one little fembar turd that was in the yard that I had to like make him run. Before he started pooping in the yard, and one came out.
No, so. I didn't.
Okay, good. So I just told on myself for nothing. Man.
I'll put that in the Joan Rolodex there.
You're going to be weeding. I had a bad day. Let me weed. Oh, dog shit.
Nas on the couch this morning that I had to let out.
You know, that was really weird because when I let Finbar out, I was like, I don't remember letting him out.
Yeah, I went to take my dogs out. He's sitting there on the arm of the couch. I'm like, good job, Ricky.
I was in the shower still, right?
Yeah, so I opened the door and he like bolts out.
Well, he's over in Amy's yard. And I was like, well, that's weird.
He was laying over here in the freshly uncovered dirt.
Of course, because that's where he likes to lay.
In the dirt?
In the dirt. He rolls around in the sand. Mm. He needs a bath, but I'm afraid he'll slit my wrist. So I'm kind of scared.
Yeah. Okay.
So I need to do that this weekend. But have you ever washed a cat before?
No, I don't like cats.
Right. Well, it's not fun. It could be really dangerous.
Just do like they do at the nursing home and take them in the backyard and hose them down.
They won't sit around long enough for that.
Put a leash on him. He's got a collar on him.
He's not going to sit there and let me hose him down.
That'll be funny. Tie the leash to the tree.
He will fucking scratch my eyes out.
I will scratch your eyes out. I swear to God.
I will go carnival freak
on your ass. Go lay down. Oh, my God.
Julian's eyes just bulged right out of his head.
Oh, somebody's being annoying tonight.
Aniko, too?
Yeah. You haven't fed me yet.
I'm so hungry. Now when he hears that voice, he relates it to food. Look, he relates it to food. That's so funny.
Lay down.
So earlier this week, I have something to talk about.
Wow, for the first time in 2 weeks.
Oh, it's a good one. It's really good.
Okay.
So I think it was Monday night. I'm sitting here and I'm, you know, on the computer just typing away. And
you suck, you know, by the way.
And Julian had gotten up to take a shower. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And his door's closed, but you can hear him in the shower or whatever. So I'm sitting here typing and all of a sudden I hear...
Oh, come on. It wasn't that drawn out. And it's echoey in there. Okay, you're about to spit on your splash guard there. You fucking suck, you asshole.
And I went, oh my.
And you fucking
God.
Tweeted it. And it showed up on Facebook. And local people were like, ew, that's gross. You are such an ass.
It was so loud, Julian. I swear it was as if you were right there at the door and you stuck your fucking butt cheeks on the door and farted.
I was gassy.
You sure were.
And it's echoey in there.
Which made it a lot worse. Which I can only imagine how loud it would have been if the door would have been open to the shower. You weren't even trying to hide it. I mean, come on. And you were afraid that when you... What did you say earlier when you went to pee or something? You lifted up the lid and it sounded like a fart noise. You're like, oh, God, I hope Ricky doesn't think...
Well, no, I was spraying some cleaner on the toilet seat and around the top.
Uh-huh.
And when I was spraying it, you know, it spray, and it makes that...
Oh, yeah.
...sound, and I'm like, oh, I hope he don't think I'm going to the bathroom. That's coming out of me.
Oh, my God. When I heard that, Julian, I... sat here and laughed.
Okay, really? We're
and
having
tears, like, came out of my
we're having
eyes.
A very special episode about monkeys just because I showered in the fart. I farted in the shower.
I couldn't hold it. I was like, I have to tell somebody. Mm-hmm. And I haven't told anybody yet. So I was like dying. I was at work today and I was like, oh God, I want to tell Nicole so bad, but I didn't.
You suck. I swear to God.
Oh my God, it was hilarious. Mm. I just think it's funny that you admitted it. You could have said, no, that wasn't me.
Just like we were talking about before we went on the air, the sacrifices we make for our
and
listeners.
And you knew that I would be listening and that's something I would talk about.
Is no, that that's not why I farted. That's why I didn't deny it.
So let me mark that off. That's number one on my list.
It's a natural thing.
It sure is.
Like you never fart.
I don't think I've ever heard a fart that long and loud before. Like, all I can think about is just like the way it sounded. I was like, ugh, it totally sounds like he was in a pool and he farted. And I could just imagine you going...
Oh, it did not smell.
So you tried to smell it.
No, I did not. In that little shower, if it had smelled, it would have been like Auschwitz in there. Honestly, that's a little shower.
More like ow shits. Oh, Jesus.
Smoke another one there, Big Ricky. Smoke another
God.
One. I'm so I'm so glad that my bodily functions give you so much
my God.
Laughing pleasure.
That's just because you're like a person that's afraid to fart in front of people. So, I mean, and
yeah,
it just happened.
I live with you.
I know, but...
You're like family at this point. I don't give a shit.
Contain myself.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You got what you got to talk about? I got other stuff. I got other stuff.
Does it involve me and bodily functions?
Let me check my list. No.
Okay. Let's see. All right, I already talked about two things. Cat on the couch, mm-hmm. and condoms in the backyard. I was over at Connor's the other day, mm-hmm. and I was getting some ice out of the freezer for a drink, mm-hmm. and he's like, yeah, just the other, he's like, it's fresh, just the other day I emptied it out and started over because I didn't want the ice to be stale. I'm like, what?
That is true. Ice sometimes does get stale.
I have never in my life
it does.
Heard of stale ice.
It does get stale.
Because you know...
As I'm chewing it right now.
No, as long as you've lived here, I've never emptied out that...
I have.
Really?
A couple times.
I've never mm-hmm. heard of such.
Yeah, I learned that when I worked in fast food. Like the the ice that you put in the bins, mm-hmm. that's not automatic ice maker. Mm-hmm. You just keep adding ice and adding ice. And it's really gross. Fuck my throat.
Is that what you said the other night?
Yeah, fuck my throat.
Fuck my throat.
And it was really gross when I cleaned out the cool or the thing that holds the ice, because once you get down to the bottom, there's like a layer of mildew and mold like this.
Yeah,
along the bottom.
No, I
of course that wouldn't happen here because it doesn't melt. So
no. I had never heard of such. I'm like, are you really that OCD? I'm like, no wonder we're perfect for each other.
I'm OCD because I do it too.
You're not OCD. So much.
No. I could tell last night when I said, or the night before last when I said, oh, I'll get the dishes when I come home. I know you were like, mm-hmm. And I heard you in there. I heard you doing something in here, but I was like, you know what? Fuck it. It is 9:50 and I'm already laying down. I'm not even going to bitch about it. It got done.
They got done.
What was wrong with them?
Nothing. The only complaint I could have possibly had uh-huh. is I had cleaned the previous night for Connor to come over uh-huh. that day. And I think we went out to dinner or something. And we got back the sink's full of dishes again. I'm like, fuck.
What did I cook?
You cooked...
mushroom soup?
No, it was... A bunch of... No, you emptied out your spaghetti that you had made, and all that crap was sitting in the sink.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I cleaned...
It sat there for like...
Well, how did... It's not in the dishwasher now, is it?
No. It's... I don't know. Shit.
Was that Sunday?
That's the stuff you just put in there.
I don't know. I don't even know what I put the fuck in there. Whatever.
Meanwhile, all our listeners
are like, fuck this shit.
I'm not listening to them bitch about goddamn dishes in the sink.
I know. I'm fucking talk OCD about, motherfucker and a lazy
about,
ass.
Talk about farts in the shower right. again.
Which, all right, are we done with that? How about, what was the topic?
Huh?
Oh, the stale ice.
Stale ice, yeah.
Yeah, so I've done that before.
I've never heard of such. Yeah. You would think as crazy as I am.
Well, if you think about it, the reason people put like baking soda in the refrigerators to take up the smell. Mm-hmm. But if you have something like I've noticed when we have something in the refrigerator part, when you open up the freezer, you can smell it.
Yeah.
So the ice clings
absorbs
onto that.
The smell.
Yeah.
Well,
much like your shower walls when you.
Oh, fuck you. All right.
I want to talk about a podcast that I've been listening to. It's called A Mediocre Time with Tom and Dan. Have you ever heard of them?
I have not.
Well, they're DJs, DJs in Orlando. They have their own show. But they also have a podcast afterwards uh-huh. once a week. And they're straight guys, but it seems to me that all they talk about, and they admit this freely, are dicks, masturbation. What else do they talk about? Sometimes they'll talk about pussy.
Ew.
And titties.
Well, sometimes we talk about pussy and
right.
titties.
But I was listening to them today and I was like, oh my God, I think I'm mildly turned on by these guys. Because they were talking about how they were, how they've been testing out their pocket pussies and masturbating. Like they race home to get home so they can use it and stuff. And I'm like, and I'm just thinking about these like grown men that are like racing home to masturbate. And they're like freely talking about it like, well, whatever, you know.
Wow.
But it's a pretty good show. It's an hour and a half, though.
That's the problem I have with a lot of podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Once they get past 45 minutes, I'm like, I don't really have time to listen to that mm-hmm. at work. So it makes it really difficult. And when I like download one and it's like 2 hours, I'm like, no.
Well, I listened to them today on and off because I was so busy at work.
Right.
But of course, I always heard them talking about penis and beating off. And they were talking about how they would have sex with their girlfriend with a condom and they would throw it in the wastebasket. And then, you know, the next day they would do it again. And then, you know, they would go home for the week and then come back over for the weekend and they would still be there. And they said it smelled like an aquarium that a whale has been in.
Oh.
And then one of them was saying they used to stuff them down in like Dr. Pepper cans in the room so the mom in the house wouldn't know what was going on. Could you imagine? No. Just like, ooh, that's grody.
What did you use as cum rags when you were a teenager?
Tissue,
mm-hmm.
socks.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
I always use t-shirts.
Well, t-shirts, I really couldn't explain why there were... why it was stiff. Mm-hmm. The socks, I'd be like, oh, I just wore them 3 days in a row. You know? So, there was a lot of shower babies. Just, you know, taking aww. A shower. Why were you in the shower for 25 minutes?
Why is the floor extra slippery?
Dude, one time when I was like 16 or 17 maybe, I took a bath at my mom's house because the bathroom that we had didn't have a shower in it yet.
Uh-huh.
So I had to take a bath. And my sister's shaving cream was on the bathtub.
You jerked off with her shaving cream.
I totally did. And it almost used the whole can. So when she went to go, and she doesn't know this yet. So hopefully, I don't know if she's going to be listening. But when she went in to shave her legs, there was no fucking shaving cream. And she went the fuck off.
What happened to all my goddamn shaving
Where's
cream?
Where's my silky legs? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
It was on my silky rod.
Fellas and boys, let me tell you, don't use that because it causes issues with your penis.
What?
Shaving extra cream? Dry skin that flakes off.
Ew.
And it's really gross.
I tell you what, really,
same thing with apple scented gel, hair gel or shampoo. Don't do that either.
I tell you what works.
Or conditioner.
What works good as lube in a pinch?
What?
Clinique moisturizer.
Tell us how you know that.
I'm not. Let's just say I thought I had lube and uh-huh. for some reason I didn't.
So that was your next option.
And that was the only option because, you know, things were going to happen.
Uh-huh.
And that was what I came up with. And it worked really good.
What about vegetable oil? Or olive oil?
No.
Doesn't Clinique have perfume in it, though? Well, didn't it sting
no,
at all?
No. Clinique has no perfumes because it's clinically tested to not cause allergies.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The whole concept of Clinique products.
Oh, okay. Well, look at you.
If you were a real faggot, you'd know these things.
Or you could have a Clinique bottle and then make sure it's empty and then suck up fake lotion inside of the thing so people think you have Clinique.
Mm, I'd hate to have to do that.
Right. Do you know anyone that's ever done that, Julian?
No,
me either. Next subject.
What else you got?
I have the coolest app that I downloaded today.
What, Grindr 2?
Grindr 2.3. No.
Speaking of that, I saw uh-huh. your tweet a couple weeks ago that, they have Grindr for BlackBerry now.
Right.
So it's doubled my pool of potential fuck buddies. Whore.
Just to look at. I really, whore. I mean, I talk to people, but I've never hooked up from there.
And that and your tweet earlier today. Taking applications for a cuddle buddy tonight must be between the ages of 25 and...
30. No, I said 28 and 35. But my friend, you know, Wagner, she goes, that sounds like a G-rated Craigslist ad.
And then Connor's like, whore. He's like, he's trying to turn tricks on Twitter now.
Whatever. Well, today I was thinking, actually, Nicole told me about this app, but we were, I was looking online today, actually, because I said, oh, I'm bringing the early 90s back. I'm wearing CK1.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was looking up the top 100 songs of like 1991.
Uh-huh.
And I saw a couple of them. I was like, you know what? It would be really cool to have like a radio station that just played top 100 from the year that you chose. Guess what? There's a fucking app for it.
No shit.
It's called Top 100. And it's really fucking cool. They don't play the songs in order. They do shuffle. But mm-hmm. they play the top 100 songs from any year that you chose from like 1928 to now. It's crazy.
Cool.
But I was listening to 1977 today, the year I was born.
Welcome back to WJCM. We're cranking out the 70s hits for you.
Where, what was his name in New York killing people? Sam.
Son of Sam.
Son of Sam.
We're taking you back all the way to some Olivia Newton-John.
Well, the first song that came up was a song by the Sex Pistols. And I was just thinking, I don't see my hippie parents listening to this type of music.
Mm.
Like grunge, like punk, like 70s punk.
No, and they didn't.
But I was like, weird.
You know, and I don't know if you can bring the song up or not, but I picture them listening to... what the hell's the name of the song? Keep It Moving or something like that.
I know this song was one of them. Keep It Moving. Well, how's it go? Hold on. I have some stuff.
Because I was scanning the other day and heard
it. Would it be the same thing as Mary J. Blige? Maybe she did a remake?
Absolutely not. No.
Now this song, I did not realize, I heard this on the soundtrack, but it's a remake from 1977.
Whitney Houston remade it?
Maybe. Let's see here.
Well, it shows the picture of the bodyguard.
Yeah, soundtrack. Well, it was in that video. She didn't redo it, but it was in that soundtrack.
That sounds like Milli Vanilli, Girl, You Know It's True.
Have you heard the song from 1977?
I think so.
Well, this is the original. Just one look at you. And I know it's gonna be. This was number 4 in 1977.
Really?
Yeah. And today is the day that the FCC will be listening to our podcast.
Yeah.
And we get shut down.
We'll just have to get one of those.
Them licenses.
Yeah, them one of them things there.
Why are you flipping me off?
Huh?
Why are you flipping me
I'm
off?
I'm not flipping you off.
You went like this. You went. So everybody check out Top 100. It's by Bing, and it makes you download the Bing app, but it's just another search engine.
Right,
you don't have to use
right.
it. But it's really cool. And I was like listening to 1995 when I graduated. And I was like, oh my God, I forgot about these songs.
PM Dawn.
It's basically Alanis Morissette, Pearl Jam, maybe some Nirvana.
Oh, yeah.
You know, stuff like that. You know, grunge and angst.
Angst.
Because we were angsty. Which makes me want to talk about... something I was talking about Julian about.
And what might that be?
Young people and think that the world is owed to them.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot fucking stand that. And I don't know if it's because I'm getting old and set my ways like Big Fatty. But I'm just like, really? It's like, you know what? You're almost 30 years old. It's time to grow the fuck up and realize that no one owes you shit and you're going to have to work for what you have.
Well, some people are caught in a perpetual state of 20-year-oldness. And
So you're saying they could be 40 and still act like that?
Yeah, basically.
That irritates the shit out of me. And I don't know why. I don't know if it's just the younger crowd or if there's anybody our ages. But what do you people think? You people.
You people.
Oh, you know, you people.
You people also, too, up there in the... New York's and all them other liberal places.
Liberal states.
Keep it coming.
Keep It Coming by who?
I think it's KC and the Sunshine Band. If you folks are wondering why I've been a little quiet, that was gonna bother me until.
It's called Keep It Coming.
Yeah.
COMING.
Yeah.
I don't see it by them. KC and the Sunshine Band. Would it be a different group?
I don't know.
Hold on. Keep It Coming, Love.
There you go. That's what your parents were grooving to.
And smoking out to.
Yes. You might have been conceived to this song.
Probably so. Or this one.
Shake, shake, shake. Mama, it's shake your song. Your booty.
Shake your booty. Shake, shake, shake. We're sad.
Womp, womp. We're reminiscing about the 70s. You know, the decade we were born in.
Don't remind me. Oh, we have something new too for you that we're going to be start using.
You do?
You know, when you just can't take it anymore and people aren't paying attention to you, we have a.
You mean like every goddamn phone call right. We get? Hi, Ricky.
I want to say thank you to Variable Virgo for that.
Variable Virgo.
I'm drunk.
Variable Virgo.
Thank you for sending that to us, and we are most definitely going to use it. We're at 26 minutes.
Okay.
Do you have anything else to
talk
about?
I have one more topic.
Okay.
And I showed you this on the computer the other day, and it all started with John McCain.
Oh, Lord. Oh, I know.
And in the last couple of weeks, I guess it's become a big fucking thing to do now. Uh-huh. Celebrities putting their pictures on guys with iPhones. Mm-hmm. And there was a picture of John McCain on there like a month or so ago. And now within the past couple weeks, Mel Gibson and people from
there's that guy from REM.
Well, he's been on there. A bunch have.
There's a bunch of different ones now?
In the past week or so.
Let's do research like, while we're
some
doing
guy
the show.
From Lost or one of those shows, and some black guy holding his BET award. And yeah.
Let's look it up.
So here. I was like, you know, once it gets to that point where.
It's no longer fun.
Yeah, it's jumped the shark at that point.
And we're going to celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's Tom Sizemore, or the cook guy. What's his name? And who the fuck is that?
Yeah, there's a lot of people I didn't know.
Now, these people, this is a picture taken of them. That's not actually them.
Yeah, but most of them are taken of themselves.
And none of these people are really famous.
Mel Gibson looks like he's done 17 different kinds of crack in that picture.
Right?
None of these people are really famous.
I don't know any of these people.
What do you think they'd say about us? See the black guy holding his BET award?
Who is that? Yeah, like Young Jeezy or something?
Not Young Jeezy. You kids still listen to the Stevie Wonder?
It doesn't say who he is. Oh.
Is that a lesbian?
Where?
At the end of that aisle.
Right here?
Up. Right there.
Right here?
No, next one. Over. At the end.
I am at the end.
Right there.
This one?
Yes.
No, it's a guy.
It looks like a lesbian from here.
I don't know who it is. Joseph Ackerman. Mm. He's a banker.
He's old and looks like a lesbian.
Oh, this is that comedian. What's his face? The one where high heels and stuff.
Oh, and there's Waz.
Vanilla Ice? You guys said, hey.
Rolling in my 5.0 with the rag top down so my hair can blow.
Oh, shit.
They did that on Glee last night.
I heard a little bit of it. I have it recorded. So
well, I heard it, but we were preoccupied at the time.
Of course you were, horse. I don't even think I have that song. Don't have it.
What song?
Ice Ice Baby.
Oh, wow.
Actually, I think I do have it. It's from... Oh, no, I don't have it. Oh, well. Let's end this bullshit.
Otherwise known as the special episode so Rika can make fun of my shower incident.
Your shart.
It was not a shart.
It sounded like it.
Well, regardless of what it sounded like, it was all gas.
Oh, let me I'll tell you what it sounded like.
That sounds like oil coming out of the oil rig in the Gulf.
Probably smelled like it too. All right, we're
out
here.
How dare you?
Give us a call at 206-984-3685 or 863-666-0377.
Email us at jcmarple@gmail.com.
And?
foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Send us junk and stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
Follow the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at J.C. Marple.
I want to know what's up with last week, no one visiting the fan page or adding themselves to the fan page.
Well, no, people visited, but no, we didn't have any new fans.
What the fuck? Add yourself or die.
Wow.
Angry! I can't go to work tomorrow. My throat hurts.
That's karma.
Is that what that is?
That is.
That's karma for your fart story.
Mm-hmm. Girl, I will cut you. Rude.
You know what? We need to get Lou and we'll remake that thing. We'll remake
that
video.
Oh my God.
That'd be hilarious.
Oh, dear God. I gotta
You can join me on Twitter under Foul Monkeys, and you can also find me on Facebook under Ricky Burton.
And you can also find him in the backyard, bent over, and...
How dare you!
Apparently using all kinds of condoms.
All kinds. Two.
They were,
that was not me.
They were actually Trojan.
Oh.
Brand.
Oh. Magnums.
No.
Oh. That's good.
Just regular Trojans. Uh-oh. I expected it to be Lifestyles.
They have some weird names for condoms. It's just weird. And the ones that have like sheepskin, I think that's really gross. That's kind of weird.
They don't protect against viruses.
Yeah, and could you imagine just putting someone else's skin on your dick? Ugh, I just can't take that.
Thank you, Hannibal Lecter.
Right. What do you say to you? Do you can you smell? I can smell your cunt.
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Put the fucking lotion in the goddamn basket. Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
I just said
it went flying again. It landed on the table. Man.
It could have landed on your lip.
I would be running to the toilet to throw up now.
And fart.
We're out of here. This is Julian.
This is Ricky. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.